It's Morning Edition on KUT. I'm Laura Rice. Television is getting a bit more respect these days. For one, it's where Academy Award winners such as Matthew McConaughey and Kevin Spacey have recently focused their talents. TV's resurgence includes getting its very own festival, which kicks off today right here in Austin. Caitlin McFarland and Emily Gibson founded the ATX Television Festival. They joined me at KUT to talk about the third annual fest, which they're calling Season 3. Thanks so much for being here, ladies.
Thank you.
So, Caitlin, I thought I'd start with you. You've got two festivals under your belt now. Are there still doubters that a TV festival can work?
I'm sure that there are. They probably still haven't come to our festival, because if they did, they'd see that it works. But I think that nobody is doubting television. So there are fans for just about every kind of show and every kind of person, and that we are their home.
And Emily, over the past 2 years, have you found that some screenings and panels work better than others?
It's really fun when we have a good balance of the creatives and the cast, because the conversations just seem to be richer and people can really get a good look at behind the scenes and what the writer's room really looks like. So someone may come for a particular cast member, but then they leave really having a handle on how the show is made.
So anything, Emily, you're especially excited about for this year?
I'm a really big fan of Orphan Black, and I'm really excited that it's coming and that our audience gets to see it even 10 hours before the actual airing of the show, and that the two creators are coming with it. And then we're really excited about Henry Winkler coming and giving our first Achievement and Television Excellence Award. We're really glad that he's coming.
And what about you, Caitlin?
I'm very excited for what Netflix is doing this year. They're doing something a day. So first up is Orange is the New Black, and we have three of the cast members coming. And then the second day, we're doing this really great panel called Spoiler Alert, talking about what is the proper manners for it with Twitter and Facebook. It can be ruined for you. Do you just accept that because you've decided that you're watching it 4 years late? I've heard different critics say they've got 12 hours on certain things, 24 hours on other things, and a week. You know, they've got their rules that they live by, their code. But the panel will be really interesting because everybody has an opinion on spoilers.
And Emily, another trend that kind of caught my eye was this idea of remakes. And specifically, it seems like television versions of films, right? There's Fargo.
Yes, and Fargo and Bates Motel, which is a reimagining about a boy, even Parenthood. There's a number of them. And it's always interesting to see how these tie back to their original source material. And especially, I mean, Bates Motel, I mean, that was not my movie. I didn't watch it over and over again. But I really like the show. And now watching the show and seeing Norman Bates as this innocent teenager who doesn't really even know what's happening to him is fascinating.
One thing that caught my eye that I thought was kind of fun was this Hey Dude reunion, you know, which people of a certain age will remember from Nickelodeon, I think.
It's a very specific age group that knows what it is, but that age group is very excited about it.
It is the first scripted show for Nickelodeon, so it launched all the shows that are on there now. For our generation, it was the first, and then it was Clarissa Explains It All and Pete and Pete and Salute Your Shorts. So I think part of it is we've been thinking about why it does have such that nostalgia factor. There wasn't a lot of other choices for teens.
And Caitlin, I guess we better talk logistics. How does someone go? I mean, do they need a badge?
Yes. This year, you can get a badge to the whole festival for the weekend. You can get a day badge if you're just interested in one thing, but you might want to check out a few others. Or you can get single tickets to anything at the state. So it's Hey Dude reunion, Everwood reunion, Henry Winkler, our presentation to Henry Winkler. I believe it's those three this year, and it's only $15 for those. We have two free events. One is at the Hotel San Jose on Friday. It's a Friday Night Lights outdoor screening with music and kind of tailgating activities. You can really just come on out to that. And then the next morning, Saturday the 7th, we have a Hasbro Saturday morning cartoon breakfast at the Stephen F. Austin.
The third season of the ATX Television Festival kicks off today in Austin. Co-founders Caitlin McFarland and Emily Gibson join me to talk about it. Thank you so much again for your time.
Thank you.
With KUT News, I'm Laura Rice.